This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic returned to court on Sunday to fight an attempt to deport him because of what an Australian government minister described as a perception that the top-ranked tennis player was a talisman of a community of anti-vaccination sentiment. Three federal court judges in Melbourne hoped to hear the entire case in a single day so that the men's number one ranked player and nine-time Australian Open champion can begin Monday his title defense at the first Grand Slam tournament of the year. Hundreds of thousands of Japanese citizens were advised to evacuate Sunday as waves of more than a meter hit coastal areas, according to public broadcaster NHK, after the eruption of an underwater volcano off Tonga triggered tsunami warnings. Around 230,000 people were advised to evacuate across eight prefectures due to the tsunami risk. The alert included areas hit by the deadly 2011 tsunami. Meanwhile, Pacific nations and humanitarian groups struggled to establish communications with Tonga Sunday. Internet and phone lines went down at about 6:40 p.m. local time Saturday, leaving the 105,000 residents on the islands virtually uncontactable. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's Pacific office in Fiji said it was monitoring the situation and had no updates on damages or casualties. Saturday's eruption threw a huge mushroom-shaped cloud of ash into the sky and triggered tsunami warnings across the South Pacific to as far away as Alaska. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A former Haitian official sought in the killing of President Jovenel Moïse was arrested in Jamaica Saturday, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Police in Haiti say former Senator Jean-Joel Joseph is now in custody. Meanwhile, police in Jamaica say other people were arrested with him and they are trying to figure out whether they are family members. Joseph is a political opponent of the assassinated president. In late October, Jamaican authorities arrested former Colombian soldier Mario Antonio Palacios Palacios. He was recently extradited by the U.S. and awaiting another court hearing. More than 40 people, including 18 former Colombian soldiers, have been arrested in the killing of Moïse, who was shot several times at his private residence in an attack that also injured his wife. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of opponents of a COVID-19 vaccine pass have protested in Paris and other cities against the controversial bill set to be greenlit by Parliament and implemented by the end of January. Demonstrations were also held in Marseille, Lille, Lyon, and Bordeaux. French MPs on Monday began debating draft legislation that would require most people to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter public spaces such as bars, restaurants, and long-distance public transport. Dubbed the Vaccine Pass, the bill's headline measure is aimed at getting France's remaining 5 million unvaccinated people over 12 to accept a shot. So far, a recent negative test has been enough to secure a health pass, granting access to the same activities. Residents of several U.S. states are bracing for a massive winter storm that could dump as much as 30 centimeters of snow on some areas. The governors of the states of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia have declared states of emergency ahead of the approaching storm. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Otto said generally that snow totals could be as much as 15 to 30 centimeters, but higher in some places.
You could see some totals over a foot, maybe 12 to 18 inches for the mountains of South and North Carolina, perhaps a foot plus as we get into Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York of New England.
Power outages and travel problems could be made worse by an additional coating of ice and winds gusting up to 56 kilometers per hour. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.